It's only 1,100 feet of parkland, but until this week, the county board had opposed allowing the American Transmission Company to use it for the proposed high-voltage power line. It's only a small part of the 200-mile-long route for the line, but ATC Vice President Mark Williamson says the company and the Public Service Commission want to use as much public land as possible for the project.
The citizens prefer that public infrastructure projects be on public land, not private land.
So far, the company has reached agreements with dozens of private landowners across the eight counties the line passes through, but not with any of the governments themselves. And the statewide citizens group that opposes the power line says no matter who owns the land on the proposed route, the project is flawed and should be scrapped. Tom Krieger of the group SOUL, short for Save Our Unique Lands, notes Marathon County has only said it will discuss conditions for approving the line and hasn't agreed to anything yet. He says even if the county grants ATC an easement, there are other obstacles still in the line's path. He cites a dispute with an airport near Solon Springs.
It doesn't look like they're going to be able to build within 3 miles of that airport because of a planned airport expansion. So they'd have to start over again as far as new people, public hearings, possibly in addition to the environmental impact statement, and who knows where it goes from there.
But ATC Scott Williamson says the current route meets Federal Aviation Agency requirements for the airport, and he says the power line is crucial to keeping the lights on in the state and is still on track for completion by 2008. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.